Log Talk Radio.
It's time for the Exposed Vet, Haddit.com Veteran Podcast. Exposed Vet has teamed up with Haddit.com to bring you in-depth information about all issues affecting today's veteran. Now, here's your host, John and Gerald.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the Haddit.com Exposed Vet Veteran Podcast. And we're in January, guys. We're in 22. That's going to be a long year. But we're here. We're doing pretty good. Today is the 6th day of January, 2022 now. We got Mr. Cooks. He's riding side saddle. How you doing, Gerald?
Well, I'm doing fine, John. Thank you. Kind of cold good. Here, but
I'll trade you.
Well, you keep your snow.
Yeah, it's been a rough day, folks. We might have some weather issues going on. Like I said, we've got a lot of snow on the ground. It's still coming down, and we're just kind of pinpointing. So we might have a few issues weather-related, but believe me, I think that, you know, I believe it'll work out just fine. Today's a pretty good day. I don't know the exact date, but I want to give a big shout-out to Teresa Aldrich. She is the founder and proprietor of the website Haddit.com. I know all you veterans have heard of it. And this month marks the 25th anniversary for that website. And I'm proud to be associated with it. And I know Teresa is. She's our guest speaker today. How you doing, Teresa?
I'm doing good, John. Yeah, you've been with me since, 2005? Or
somewhere in that area.
It's been a long time. Yeah.
Back when you was linear. How long has it been since you've been linear?
Right, yeah. I feel like the old lady of the internet at this point, I'll tell you.
I think back then we were using, what was it? What version of Windows was it? I forget, but you switched to Mac on
that. Oh, God.
I lost track.
Anyhow. Oh, yeah, that was the best thing I ever did for myself. We started out back, Mac really started the website in 94, 95, but didn't actually name it Haddit.com and have it take on that presence till 1997. Because in 94, people were just learning about the internet, and I just happened to be in Silicon Valley out in the San Francisco Bay Area right at the beginning of the 90s. So the web and the internet was very big out there, and the rest of the country really didn't know much about it at that time, but I saw that that could be the future, and went about teaching myself everything I could learn about the web and the internet, how to design websites and how to file claims and about VA law. And
well, that's good.
Everything I could find out.
That's good. You know, Haddit to me over the years and to thousands upon thousands of other people has been a really good resource. I mean, you know, you've got your forums and you can discuss your issues with other people. Got some very good people on Haddit to do this stuff. You know, we've had good people in the past. You know, they come and go. Of course, you know, we get some to stick around.
Right.
But Haddit search engine is it's something that people should take better advantage of, because you've got a lot of information in a consolidated area where you can find it easier using that site than you can just going through Google.
That is true. Actually, our search is you can the search on Haddit.com, the page on Haddit.com, if you go to Haddit.com/search, there's actually a search bar there you can use that uses Google, but it only Haddit.com, but it uses the Google search engine. So if you're looking for PTSD claims or, you know, your C3 spine injury or whatever, I mean, it's all there. And we have, you know, decades of information available. I mean, We've been around since 1997, so.
Yeah, well.
And we've had this forum since 2005.
Right.
We've had a forum all the time.
Right, well.
This format switched over to 2005.
You know, you kind of got it on the ground floor back in the day, you know, and of course anything veterans-related, with veterans claims-related issues, you know, basically was a word of mouth or kind of, you know, that type of situation. And you're one of the very few startups, first ones, you know, I know there's Haddit and there had BBN and some other places, but Haddit's kind of excelled. And it's morphed, you know. Just,
yeah, well,
Haddit, just Haddit.
Right, came on the line early.
Right. So it's kind of more, now you've got, there's so much information out there, and there's so many different groups and sites and Facebook groups like that. You know, there's several groups out there that are huge. And, you know, and I enjoy working with every one of them. And because you cannot get enough information, you know, and finding accurate and concise information about your VA issues is important, you know. And it's basically.
That absolutely is.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's detrimental. You got to, you know, you have to have, you know, correct information, because if you go into it blind, you're going to come out blind.
Right. I mean, that was the whole problem. When I started Haddit, there was no information that you could get to. There were no, like, websites that you could go to that would talk to you about how to file a claim. And, you know, trying to get in to see your service rep was damn near impossible, and the VA was not helpful. And
well, to face it, T-Bro, when you first started and you got going in 97, what were the three most famous words the VA led to use on your claim? After they write you the denial letter, they said, not well-grounded.
Not well grounded.
Now we're showing the true age, aren't we?
Yeah.
But
you
started
back in those early days. It was just veteran to veteran. It was just veteran to veteran talking to each other. You know, I was at the VA hospital like every day dealing with major depression and PTSD, and so I spent a lot of time. Just sitting out on the benches waiting for appointments, waiting for prescriptions, waiting to get the word, you know. And and it was the other veterans who helped me and told me to look here and look there, and this is what this means and this is what that means. And I just kept lots and lots of notes. And once I discovered the internet and realized that would be a great way to put out the information, because I didn't want anyone to have to go through what I went through. You know, I got out of the Navy as an E6. And so I was very used to and taking care of my troops, making sure they had what they needed to get their job done, and they were equipped and informed. And so when I started having those problems when I got out of the Navy with the VA and not understanding and not being able to get a straight answer, which was the absolutely most maddening problem, I wanted to make sure that whatever I learned from that point forward, I could pass on to vets coming behind me so they wouldn't have to go through the frustrations that I had to go through, if at all possible. And that was sort of my dream. And we've had a lot of people. I mean, now our forum is up to 23,000 members now. Now, I know there are Facebook groups that are much larger than that. And, Facebook groups are great, but I think for the work that we're doing, and we've been doing for 25 years, the forum community is a better structure for us. It's easier to post your question and find your answers and follow your questions. It's easier to search, you know, and you can PM back and forth to members. But if, you know, and it's like I always say, if Habitat.com works for you, I think that's flipping fantastic. But if that doesn't, if Habitat.com doesn't work for you, but the Facebook group does work for you, then use that. You use all the resources that are available to you to have a successful claim, because that is life changing.
Yeah, you know, again, looking at you know, Facebook groups are great. You know, they've got I mean, there's certain ones that I really deal with. There's some that I don't. You know, getting just getting aligned with the right people. And you know, of course, you've got them on Hadit. You know, you got some people on Hadit that are excellent, and you got a couple that are that their level of expertise in certain areas are unmatched anywhere. And you know, those people are pretty quite famous now in the world of the internet. But it's
right.
You know, if you can, you know, use them all together, you know, because myself, I mean, you know, I mean, I've used Hadit. Hadit got me 100%. You know, with all the information and the right help. Of course, you know, if you're doing it by yourself and, you know, you're involved with that and you want to get your claim, that Hadit's the best place in the world for research. And, you know, you can actually, of course, now, you know, they changed the BBA search engine, don't you? Did you see that?
Yes.
That sucks.
Yes. Yeah.
You know.
I saw that when that was posted, and I was like, oh, geez.
I'm like, Scooby-Doo,
I'm
all
right. They early, like, way early back, like in, you know, 95, 96, 97, when the VA first put a website up, used to be able to, they would, like, well, they're called DVQs now, but they used to be called P&P exam worksheets. And they had those on the VA website for a while, and then they moved them, but they didn't put a link saying where they're moving to. But
yep.
It was such a small place, you used to be able to just, I just email the webmaster for the VA website, and then he gave me where the link was, and then I was able to update our website right away.
Yeah.
But,
well, you know, they morphed into the DBQ neighborhood now. You know, of course, you've got DBQ City, you know, you've got all the DBQ forms. And that's basically when they really wanted to go computerized, and they wanted to use a DBQ form. It's like, remember they'll scan cards with a whole bunch, you know, you put it in the computer and it comes out, you know, and it's
right.
A whole story behind it. That's what they want to do. You know, they're just trying
right.
to simplify the process. So now they can get a GS-4 to work in the regional office to do that instead of a GS-10. You know what I'm saying?
Right. It's all about the budget.
The VA, yeah. It's true. I mean, it's, you know, that will cut costs and make things supposedly easier using the DBQs. But the biggest issue here is they took the DBQs off here a couple of years ago off the website, and they were hard to get your hands on. And, luckily, we had a couple of good congressmen on the Veterans Committee when we found out about this, and they got it changed pretty quickly. You know, they had to put them back up. And but the DBQs you fill out that you take to your doctor and fill out are not the same as the DBQs the C&P examiners have online, you know, because, you know, there's an opinion area on the DBQ. There's not on the standard DBQ, but they are, you know, for the examiner section for the contractor, the VA. And, you know, if you're getting the IMO
right.
or if you're getting the, you know, you need that opinion. So everybody, you know, you either got to attach a separate sheet to it or whatever. And it makes it easier, you know, because it's all in there. And, you know, if you've got a claim condition and you go to a C&P exam and the examiner looks at the information, the record, of course, you have to have, you know, due to service, you know, you have to have the evidence was reviewed, and you have to show that you did review it as a professional, medical professional. And if you don't have that, then the possibility of your claim being denied goes up by tenfold. You know, so there's, you know, information in your claims folder and what, you know, is very important. And you can get that information, you know, yourself. You can get a copy of your claims folder. You can get your VA record. If you want to get an opinion and examine, you know, that's great. There are people out there that do that, you know, and there's some out there that are very reasonable,
right.
And you've got some that charge a lot of money, you know. But I've
right.
always said this, and
yeah,
you said it too, evidence wins your claim. And that's
right.
that's the bottom line.
Because you can't argue with evidence, right, right.
Right.
Well, I mean, they can't argue with evidence, but evidence does win the claim. And part of that evidence is, you know, like if you're, this is just common sense, but I'm just going to go over it again. If you're claiming that you have a disability that is chronic and has been affecting you for a decade, and you're claiming it as a disability, and you have not seen a doctor regularly for that disability in those 10 years you say that it has been so chronic that it's extremely affected your life, that's going to be very hard to prove. You know, you've got to show this that it's real. You can't just say,
yeah.
Well, it was bothering me for 10 years. It's a disability, and you know, I got it while I was in the service, and I never went to the doctor about it. Because why? Because it didn't bother you that much? You just said it bothered you a lot. Did it bother you a lot or not bother you a lot? You know,
yeah.
I mean, you get yourself
well,
into this, you know. So.
What does the VA call that? Continuity of chronicity?
Continuity of treatment, I believe.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. But that's true. I mean, you
yeah.
You got to prove your treatment if you got the issue. You know,
right.
Unless it's something.
And
then, yeah.
You know, see, right. And you, you know, and if you really, if you have, you know, and you have a real claim and you're sincere about it and all that, then, you know, had it in a dozen other places are a great place to get help. But if
yeah,
you're
sure.
looking to go run the system, we're not the place for you. You know, if you're the guy
what?
That, you know, like gets out of his car and, you know, walks up to the door of the VA and kicks his heels in the air and then gets a wheelchair and then says he can't hardly move, then, you know, that's
unfortunately.
We can't help with that.
Unfortunately, you know, in the years that I've been doing this, I have seen that way too often, you know, things of that nature. And it makes me sick, actually, to see things like that. But I've seen it. And I know girls seen it, too.
Oh, we've all seen it.
Yeah, but people don't understand, T-Bird. They do that. They kick their heels up, and they come out of their C&P exam with their cane, they throw it back to the trunk and hop in their cars, and they're 9 times out of 10 they got them on video camera doing it.
Oh, they absolutely do.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
why wouldn't they? I mean, of course, you know, they're gonna because you know you can't defraud the government. So
well,
I mean, it seems like a simple statement, but you know, it's like I used to tell this. I had this Vietnam veteran who was a dear, dear friend of mine who passed away a few years ago, and I used to always make him laugh because I'd say, you know, after doing this for so many years, I've heard so many stories. I've heard thousands and thousands of just like heartbreaking stories,
mm-hmm.
and you know, edge of the seat stories, and some of them were even true.
Only some.
There have been a few that were just like, wow, that is so not true. It's like,
yeah, I've seen it. You know,
so definitely go in and tell. Right.
You know, it's
like, I'm
going to
go tell my psychiatrist today. I'm like, oh, no.
Well, if you're talking to a veteran or somebody claims to be a veteran, and that's just out in the open, and you know, you get to talk to them, you ask them what the disability percentage is, and they give you an odd number, like, I'm 65%, okay. And, you know, there's such a thing as 65%, but, you know, but it's either 65 means 70, 64 means 60. So,
right.
You know, there's red,
right.
There's red flags.
Right. There's different, there's different red flags. And, you know, I used to talk to a lot of veterans back in the day, but now I've reached my senior years and the VA is sending me to see private doctors and I hardly leave my house, which is the way I like it. So I don't talk to many people anymore except on the internet.
That and moving out to a part of the country, you have to have a horse and buggy to get to the VA because you're probably close to the VAs down there.
I think maybe Cape Girardeau, but I'm not positive.
Is that a clinic or is that a hospital?
Maybe. No, I don't know. I never, once they said you could go to community care, I was like, out the door.
You ain't going to Moline, are you?
No, I ain't going nowhere near Moline. The community care has worked out really well for me. I mean, I just saw a surgeon the other day because they thought they were going to have to do surgery on my left arm. But he said that physical therapy was going so good, he didn't think I needed surgery. You know, the downside is I have a 64-year-old shoulder with some damage, and things are only going to get so good, and then that's it. So this whole year, I haven't been able to really type because I hurt I fell in January of last year, and I so messed up my left arm that most of the year I wasn't even able really to do the keyboard.
And we wouldn't do a replacement?
It's getting better. Well, they were going to do a shoulder manipulation, and then if that did not loosen up, then they were going to cut it open and, I don't know, sew the tendon back to the bone or something, I don't know. But because I've been doing physical therapy like 3 times a week, I've got it moving, and then I do my physical therapy when I'm at home. And I have it moving better than they have expected, so I'm pretty good about that. But it's been a rough month. A rough year for the website because my shoulder was messed up. I couldn't really do that much work. We had switched to a whole different website host last year, which was supposed to solve some of the problems we were having, but caused us nothing but bigger problems all year round. And so we had to switch at the end of last year, just last month, and that went terribly bad, and the website was down for several weeks, and the forum was going up and down, and we finally got that fixed. I'm still dealing with some technical issues in that area. So
how do you like
on the website?
Is it work?
The website
It looks good now.
Is it working?
You can see that it works fine. I mean, it looks pretty good. I think you're using WordPress. We use the same for Exposed Vet, and of course, we don't. We do a few updates and stuff on it. We need more participation, but it's just when you've got so many arms and legs in the fire, it makes it a little bit difficult, especially when you're part of the Boogered Up Boy crew. We're person crew, my friend. Shoulder issues and arm issues are a big problem. You've got to tap on the keyboard.
Oh, yeah. So. It's been real. And, working on the website is...
Taybird, are you using the home base primary care?
No, they haven't set me up with home-based primary care, just community care. So but I only have to go about 10 minutes, 15 minutes from my house to get to the doctor. Yeah. So that works out really well.
Oh,
and the physical therapy is real close too.
Good.
And the beauty of living in this small town is there's no waiting anywhere you go. I went to get a new driver's license. No line, no waiting. Couldn't have been nicer. It was a really different experience for me.
Well, that's what it's like living in Mayberry.
Right. So, you know, the internet is bad out here, but I mean, it's you know, other than that, I'm pretty happy where we are. We have a nice home, and I'm living with my niece and her family, and I've always wanted to, we've always planned that's what I would do once they bought a home, and they were finally able to do that. And my, she has two kids, a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old, and they keep me hopping.
Yeah.
And,
well, that's good for you to do that. You know, keeps you busy.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Yeah,
right, it's
great.
Yeah, it's really great.
Good deal. Okay.
And,
now, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. You go ahead.
I was going to ask you, I know you got to have it pretty much lined out on the new format, I guess. Are you using, it's WordPress, right, that we're discussing?
Right, the website, hadit.com, is a WordPress site, and then the forum, which is at community.hadit.com, is actually hosted by, uses software by a company called Envision Community.
Envision Community,
and I've been real happy with, I've been real happy with them. So I actually have two. There's one hosting that just does the forum, and then there's another hosting company that just does the website. And because I don't, you know, the forum, no matter the WordPress site, if it goes up and down, it's not good. But I don't want anybody to have to come for the community forum to take a chance of it going down. Because people really depend on using that. They post their questions. They're checking it every day to see if somebody's answered them, or they need to do research because they just got a letter. And so and I've been real happy with them. They've done a really good job. And the WordPress site is, I really like WordPress. It's much easier than when I first started out, where you had to like actually type code. You had to learn code and then type it in, and it was complicated. And then they came out with some programs that, like, there's something called Microsoft Front Page for a while that you do, and then Adobe came out with Dreamweaver that you could do websites with. But it was all quite complicated. And when I was able to, when WordPress came out, and really that it's a content management system, and that's really what site is all about, is content. We, you know, I try to gather and curate as much content that I think that'll be useful to veterans on various claims issues and individual disability issues and benefits and whatever else, like news items, whatever I feel might be useful, I try to put up on the website. And it, you know, we have a pretty active website with a lot of visitors, you know, like
that's true.
Over a million a year.
A lot of business, you know, a lot of business come in.
So I also, besides the, I have the hosting WordPress website, which I host through a company called Bluehost. Mm-hmm. And so far they've been good. And I also, contract to this company called WP Tangerine, and they handle all my technical support. So if I have a problem with the, they're fantastic. That works out really great. But then I can just email them and say, this isn't working, or I'm getting this error message, and that's that.
And they're all
they
over.
Fix it, because really, they're all over it. And it's well worth it, because, you know, really, I'm just at the point where I just can't do the technical support by myself anymore. I'm just too tired and too old and too worn out.
Yeah, we are getting old.
I mean, you know, I'm still a young, vibrant woman in her 60s, but... I'm like, now when I have like a problem on the website, I'm like more of the crotchety version of myself, where I'm like, not this again. I don't want to deal with this. I'll just send an email, have them fix it.
Well, you should. It takes pressure off you. Because, I mean,
right.
It's,
I can't take the pressure.
But it takes a lot to just, you know, shop that size, you know, it takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot to run one, you know, because, you know, if you deal with VA issues like that, you know, because the VA is ever changing. It changes at least every month or something, the federal register
right.
You know, that changes. And keeping up with the changes, that's probably a full-time job.
Well, there's so much to running a website. There's the actual content. About what the website is about and is trying to do for people. And there's the technical aspect and the aesthetic design aspect. There's, you know, adding more features, finding content, finding the best content that you think will be the most useful or getting people the right content for you. And then there's managing the community, making sure people are getting approved and membership is going well. And for the most part, we have, you know, with you and our other moderators, they pretty much make sure the forum runs correctly. But there's a certain tone and way that I want the community to run. And, you know, and to a certain extent, you have to make sure that you're managing the community so that it's going in the direction and staying on mission. And because, you know, it's really easy to lose your mission focus, especially after 25 years of doing this. But, you know, you have to just keep everybody going some same way. And some people just refuse. And we've had to ban people in the past because they wanted to start fights and they just wouldn't.
Oh yeah,
wouldn't stop. And we don't have time.
I remember those days. I remember those days. You don't have time for that. I mean, you know, you've got a mission to accomplish. You know, and you know what your goal is. And some people just don't get it. So you know, it's better to part ways than it is to keep on. You know, you don't need it. Life's too short.
Right, and you know. Right, and I'm not saying that everybody has to like the way Hattie.com does it. It, you know, everybody doesn't. It's obvious. You know, plenty of other websites you can go to, especially nowadays. But, you know, this is the way we do things. And if you, you know, want to swim in our pond, we're very mission-focused on helping veterans claim. And everything else that takes away from that is a distraction.
Right. You know, I mean, it's, you know, I mean, that's the problem, you know. It came to human being thing, you know. No two people are going to get along. You know, people are just engineered different. and they're not going to believe the same, have the same, you know, values. And it's, you know, occasionally you're going to meet somebody
right.
that just doesn't clash with somebody. So, you know, it's just, that's just the way it is. That's human nature. And, you know, keep
exactly. And that's why I try to keep the focus on the mission. Because we've all been in the military. We all know what it's like. You work with men and women you don't like, but you have a mission and you accomplish the mission, and that's just the bottom freaking line.
Yeah. That's true. That is true. You know, we better check on Gerald T. Bird. You still waiting, Gerald?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm getting my education.
Well,
you know. dealing with the VA all these years, you know, and, you know, having claims issues and winning, losing, it kind of takes a lot out of it, especially if you've got mental health issues.
It really does.
And once you've been doing it for decades, like some people I know have been, you know, it kind of changes you to a point to, when you get older, you know, as to your focus and your point, you know, as to still, you know, as to your claim issues. And you kind of have a different
right.
Attitude. It's not like, you know, when you first start out, you know, you're all wired up and gung-ho, and you want to get this done, that done. And, you know, you keep calling about your claim, and that's still the biggest question I've seen, the most common question. And it's not just had, that's everywhere. The biggest question is when, you know, what is going on with my claim?
Right.
You know, I mean, but back in the day, the guy would file his claim on Sunday or Saturday. He'd be after checking the mailbox on Monday.
I know. And it is much faster now than when I started out in 91, mm-hmm. which
right.
is when I went into the VA system. And
mm-hmm.
and things are much faster. But, you know, if you don't, I mean, we have the ability to look back at how bad it was and how, you know, much faster than it was. But now the new folks that are getting out of the military are from the internet age where everything is pretty instantaneous. So
mm-hmm.
even though the VA has much improved from when we started, this is like dinosaur time for this, you know, people getting out. Now they're like, what do you mean 6 months? What do you mean, you know, 18 months? This is ridiculous. I just checked 6 months. Let's go.
We're still pretty quick. I mean, it is a progress, you know, the process. And I've seen them rated as much as ready to go as soon as you get out of the military. They're rated, you know, because they start 6 months before they get out. So it makes it a lot easier on them. And, you know, they're more educated as far as, you know, they grew up with computers, you know, that's all they knew.
Right, right.
And
you go on the internet now and you look up stuff. About claims. I mean, you find Haddit, you find VBN, you find Facebook groups, Chris Addig, Veterans Blah Blog, or Hill and
mm-hmm.
Cotton's website, or thatlawyers.com, Bergman and Moore, great. And, you know, there's videos on YouTube, there's
mm-hmm.
tons of videos that explain tons of stuff. You know,
yep.
even the VA is trying to very putting videos out.
You know, that works pretty good. But what's the biggest positive change you think you've seen in the VA in the past 5 years?
5 years?
Mm-hmm.
I would say the wheels over
mm-hmm.
the past 2 years seem to
mm-hmm.
be moving a little bit quicker.
Mm-hmm.
Then, well, not so much that it's quicker, but it's not as prickly as it was before. You know, community care wasn't as difficult, you know, like you could get certain things done at the VA before, but it was a prickly situation. People weren't going to want to do it for you, and you were going to get some side remarks and some,
mm-hmm.
you know, piss ass
yep,
looks and, you know, some other bullshit. But you eventually get it done. But now, just, you know, it's like, you know, like some of the bullshit's been cut down. Like, for example, I got the community care. That's working real well for me. I went through voc rehab, and I had found this, like the $7,000 zero gravity workstation, which I thought would be just great for me because it would keep my legs elevated and all this. And it took a couple of years, but the VA bought it for me, and they delivered it. Unfortunately, the first day I used it, it collapsed on me and flipped me out of it. So I just... Yeah. It was...
I hope you...
Yeah. I really...
Did you get that on camera?
No, we did not. No. We certainly would have been rolling at the time. So now I'm trying to get some other stuff from them, a different type of desk and chair and a new computer and they approved me for the, you know, housing grant that's like $6,800 to put a bathroom in my basement. But everybody I talked to said it would cost me more than, but everybody told me that it would cost me more than $6,800 to put the bathroom in. So I couldn't use the HISA. So then once I got the denial from HISA, Voc Rehab told me to turn it into them, and they're trying to rewrite my plan to include a bathroom because I live in the basement and I'm, you know, sick a lot, and, you know, I need to shower and have a toilet and what have you down here.
Yeah.
And the VA also put in a stair glide for me because I can't get up and down the steps. So that's been, you know, real great. You know, since I got older, two things happened. One, I got older, like 58 or maybe 60. Things sort of changed for me at the VA. I don't know why, but they're more willing to listen to some of my issues. And And at one point, I was living at my sister's house, and I didn't have a stair glide at the time. And I was just having so much trouble, you know, because my sister's in her 80s. There's only so much she could do for me, and I was having trouble taking care of myself. But I actually called the social worker at the VA, and I just broke down in tears when I was talking to her because I was just so, I'm like, what to do? And, man, they had somebody out to my house, and they got me a stair glide and helped me with some other things. And they were really great. And then when I moved to the new house, I just paid the guy, $300 to move my stair glide to the new house and put it right up. Mm-hmm. And the VA said, you know, they wouldn't pay to move it, but if it needs thing, they would do that. And the Voc Rehab also bought me a perfect, it's called the Perfect Sleep Recliner. It's a zero gravity recliner that I can sleep in because I can't sleep in a bed anymore. Mm-hmm. And, it's got heating and massage, and it rotates all the way back to zero gravity so your feet can go a little bit higher than your heart. And, and that's been great. So, I mean, you know, I've had a lot of good luck with them over the past 5 years or so, I would say.
That's good.
But
I mean,
have you seemed to be a little less confrontational, I guess, maybe? I feel like it's...
Yeah.
I mean, I mean, I do, you know, I had an experience the other day on my phone when I called community care. I was trying to get a question answered about getting my prescriptions, and it was The whole process was so frustrating. I thought I was back in the 90s again with the fucking VA, trying to get the how can my private community care doctor get my prescriptions ordered? And community care wouldn't give me an answer and told me it wasn't their problem. They need two prescriptions. And I finally got a hold of it. I called the pharmacy. Well, your doctor knows. I'm like, they don't know. They asked me. She's like, they know. I'm like, they asked me. She's like, well, they know how to read. I'm like, you just can't give me the fax number they need to use. She's like, they can look it up. It was just absurd.
Yeah, I
was just
kind of commonplace.
I was picked to be freaking tied.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you were discussing NIFA and you were, oh, the bulk rehab. Biggest issue that I've seen with that is there's no communication between the regional office with the actual, you know, approval goes to your VA. They'll send you over there and, you know, they'll try to get prosthetic stuff to help you do stuff, but their communication is lacking to a certain point, you know. Instead of the veteran having to run interference for this stuff, they should be talking back and forth to each other.
Oh, I absolutely agree with that. But but that being said, when you're sharing your paperwork from your doctor to folk rehab, best not to leave it to the VA mail system if possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. I mean, you know, plus, you know,
you get lost in the system.
Your disability, your service-connected disability is severe enough, you know, you've got to have help. Because, you know, we're not getting any younger, you know. And we're not getting any younger at all, you know.
Right.
Just look what I know. Gerald's been through the mill himself in the last year or so, you know, just trying to, you know, do this and that. And I think he's finally on the right track, but he's had to fight like Hercules just to get anything. I think it's getting better for him.
Slowly.
Slowly. You fall and break your hip. But
I don't know why, but it just seemed to be getting a little bit better. But you know, I've seen that before. It gets a little bit better, then it gets a little bit worse, and you know, back and forth. I mean, but there's like the burn pits, the new presumptives are considering for Agent Orange and some of the burn pits. You know, that's a big deal that I thought would take a lot longer.
It was a biggie too, but you know, you realize back years ago, you know, we were excited because they were we were thinking that they were going to add hypertension as a Agent Orange presumptive.
Right.
And they were actually told, you know, they had to do it, but they've actually, I don't think they're going to do it, T-Bird.
Yeah,
and,
I would,
just,
well, yeah, I don't think they're going to do it either.
Yeah,
but
so it's pretty sad.
You never really know. And here's the thing, veterans should consider, is as soon as, and it will happen, as soon as the next war starts up, they should start funding the VA.
I don't believe we'll have to because there won't be nobody left to actually go to the VA. The next war is going to be a bad one.
Oh, there'll be a little shit before the big one. But you're right. In our future.
We got so much crap going on now, you know, that, you know, it's, I think we're already at war. We just don't realize it.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, but you can sit down for any decade, really. I mean, we're always
well, you and I, we're from the same mold. We were Cold War experts, you know what I mean? You know, you were getting the data, and I was working on the subs.
Yeah, that really... Right. That really, it really, and it tastes you for the rest of your life, you know. There, you know, I am still the Cold War warrior I was then. And I still refer to them as the Soviets. I just, it's like, you know, you can't fucking trust the motherfuckers.
No, you can't. I mean, trust is the, but you know what happens when you take the tea out of trust, T-Bird?
Rust.
You take the tea out of trust, you're left with the rust.
Right.
That's true. But no, I mean, with, you know, with all the effort and stuff you put into it and all the help you've had over the years, too, I mean, just remember the people that's, you know, been involved and fully intertwined. People come and go. We've lost several people over the years that some of them, you know, pretty shockingly, but and getting new people and kind of, it's a revolving door of change. And, your moderators are pretty good. You know, I read your stuff all the time. But I was going to ask you, how's Buck doing? Is he still contributing pretty much, or is he kind of winding down?
I haven't touched base with him in a while. He had come back on and was contributing, but I've been out of touch since before the holidays. So I got to get back in touch with him and see. I think that he will because, you know, for Buck, I know, and for other veterans, including myself, Addict.com feels sort of a place that's left empty when you leave the service, which is this feeling, this sense of being part of something bigger than yourself, being part of a larger community, and sharing each other's, you know, wins and losses in their claims and in life. And that's something, you know, I wasn't, you know, that I hadn't fully really expected or understood what a big part of the site that would become for people.
Didn't you say you have 33,000 members now, T-Bird?
23,000.
Oh, 23.
Yeah, we have 23,000 registered members. Oh, yeah, still growing. And we do over 1 million visitors a year about, so... You know, a lot of people don't register because you only need to register if you want to register just because you want to register and you want to be on our mailing list or you want to post a question. But if you just want to search and read and do your research and never register or give us any information, it's all available to you. You don't need to register to view all the forums and search and find the information that you want. Registration is only so that you can post. And we've kept it that way, you know. I felt that reaches the most veterans so they can find their information. And Google, you know, indexes the site, and I have an automatic service that once a week creates a new site map of the forum and submits it to Google, because as you can imagine, things are being posted every day, you know, every couple of hours or maybe every hour. I don't know. Sometimes we have, so there's, you know, see, and that's what I mean about there's like a lot of different things about the website, you know, then there's the whole like getting listed in the search engines and how do you rank and you got to do the search engine optimization and like, oh my gosh, another freaking thing.
A lot of analytics.
And, You got to look at the analytics and then figure out what they're telling you and figure out, you know, like, what are the right questions to be asking? What is the data actually telling you? And you know, the analytics, you know, will show me, I'll have to see, you know, a trend. If I do the analytics for 3 months and I only check for traffic in forums, it'll start to show me which topics are trending. So I'll see whatever it might be. It might be about benefits, or it might be about, you know, independent medical. I mean, you see that over time. And then from there, you're like, okay, well, if we're trending this, then I need to look for more content about this topic and then post that or point people to it, because that's clearly where the community's interests are going. So there's, that's just another part of doing the website.
Directions.
And then, right. So, you just get up in the morning and every day you're like, well, I got the con.
You got it. Yep, just make sure you get your door shut before you die.
Then you kind of, you know. Right.
No.
So, you know, and I mean, you know, and then things will break in the news. I mean, you know, something breaks in the news about a new, you know, disability, you know, like the burn pitch thing, or some, you know, decided. Are there some incidents that involve the military or veterans being hurt or injured or something wonderful happening? You know, I mean, you have to be able to respond and, you know.
Well, it moves fast. I mean, information is a lot faster moving down.
So there's that. Right.
Now it moves
it really
a lot. It used to.
It keeps me going.
It's come. It's gone from the Pony Express to light speed.
Well, I'll tell you, the internet, my experience. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
We'll give the information out. It's the website, folks, www.addit.com. You don't have to register for the site. You can go on and use, it's available to you. You can do your research. It puts everything together in one place. You can find stuff a lot easier. It keeps you from having to go through your own Google search and looking up every aspect. You can go into that. You can go into Had It and you can actually find it probably a lot quicker because everything's more condensed and concise. And this lady's put all this stuff together, and it's been there for years. But, it's probably one of the best resources you can get, you know, regardless of what type of claim you have or, you know, any representation or whatever, you know. It's all a good resource. So, you can also go on. You can look at the site.
January 20th, 25 years.
And some folks, I know some folks probably listeners got a whole lot of experience in this, and if you want to, you can register for the site. You can come on. You can actually post, and you can actually help answer questions too, because I know a lot of you are very, very versed in this activity, which is it can be mind-boggling, for what you do for these claims, and evidence does win your claim. So the more you have, and the better evidence you have, the better chance you have to win your claim. And Had It actually helps do a lot of this stuff. I know it's helped me. It's helped other folks too. But T-Bert, we're out of time. I want to thank you for coming on. I appreciate it, everything you do.
Well, thank you for having me, John and Darryl. It's always a pleasure to spend some time with you, too.
Okay. We need to do this about every other month or so to keep in the limelight, and keep them on the air.
Well, I'll be here.
Okay. And let you know, Haddit, folks, is Haddit's not a what do you call it? Haddit is not tax free. It's not a not for profit, right? You do take donations to help you keep going, right?
It is not. It is not a nonprofit. So, if you make a financial gift to Haddit, it's just a gift. It is not tax deductible. And take care of yourself first.
Okay. Well, and, I mean, guys, you can go on the site and register. If you want to make a donation, make a donation. It's you know, it's always appreciated. You know, had it been around for a long time, we want to keep it around because you know, it's resources is invaluable. I mean, it's invaluable. Just in the forums itself, you know, is worth a lot to me. So. But I do appreciate you coming on, T-Bird. Gerald, thank you for coming on. I'm glad you're still with us, buddy.
Well, I'm glad I'm still here, too.
Okay. Well, with that, speaking on behalf of Teresa Aldrich or T-Bird.com, Mr. Gerald Cook, and this is John J. Basher. We're stuck in the frozen tundra with the snow on the ground. We'll be signing off for now.
You've been listening to the Exposed Vet Podcast. All opinions expressed on the show are the opinions of the guest speakers and not necessarily the opinions of Exposed Vet, Haddit.com, or Blog Talk Radio. To leave a comment, send an email to exposedvet@gmail.com. Just put podcast in the subject matter. Tune in next week for another edition of the Exposed Vet Podcast. Thanks for listening.
What's wrong?